Welcome to the newest edition of Keeping It 99's Localize It. Today we're going to be talking to Wally Howell. Wally's been in a bunch of bands. He's in some bands. He's definitely got projects that I haven't even heard yet, I'm sure. Going all the way back to, of course, like the NDE days, Pillow Humpers, which we just played on the show a few days ago. That was Grant's pick. Wally Howell is also the drummer for Foul Spirits, one of my current favorite bands right now out today. Excited to hear what Wally is going to pick for us today from the Northeast Ohio region. Pick a band from past or present, whoever it may be. What do you think should get some exposure today on today's Badass Band of the Day thingy, McBobo, that I do called Localize It? I think Localize It's the name. I was going to call it the Keeping It 99 Local Metal Show. It kind of rolls off the tongue, but it's also corny. But Localize It, like me being a dad doing puns and shit, it just works. So let's get a hold of Wally.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
She goes sideways. He go, no. She put the chicken back. Right. He let the bottom. Every time that I call, it makes weird sounds in the microphone.
Hello.
Hey, Wally.
What up, man?
Shit, man. You know, just living in a quarantine, bro.
Quarantine.
Just going stir crazy, coming up with weird podcast shit. Thank you so much for doing this for me today.
Yeah, man. Right on, dude. It's fun. This is fun so far. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many bands have you started since the quarantine?
13,000,000.
That sounds about. That was my guess.
I'm gonna start one later. I'm gonna start one later too. Yeah.
That was my guess.
How about you, man? What's up with you? What's going on? What's this local band song thing? Huh? I can dig that.
Yeah, man. It's a little mini episode I'm gonna be doing on the daily for a good while now. Where I'm talking with other local musicians or just people that have been to shows in Northeast Ohio, and where I'm giving everybody the opportunity to pick a band that they want to have played on the podcast, basically making them like a badass band of the day. And it could be past or a present band, any band that you want, any song, as long as I can find it online. And that's pretty much the gist of it. Like, I just kind of figure, since nobody's playing shows right now, you know, we got to get music out some way, somehow.
Yeah, this is crazy, man. We had a show this month that we had to a show last month we had to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully postponed. And the same, I mean, we haven't slammed this show this month, but we got a show with like Blood Coven and Kitchen Knife and all kinds of bands. You know, this month, and it's probably going to get, you know, hopefully postponed. I'm down for a postpone.
Right.
So, I'm with you, dog.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. So, what band did the drummer of Foul Spirits, and I haven't brought it up yet, you used to be an NDE, what band did the drummer of Foul Spirits? So, you know I had to, right? I'm such a sucker. I'm such a sucker for that shit.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all good.
So, yeah, what did you choose for us today, my man?
I choose Cleveland's Boulder and the song Working for Nobody, because that's what I'm doing currently.
I think a lot of us can relate, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was an easy pick for me, man. So, yes, I picked Boulder, Working for Nobody, because that's what I'm doing. And I also picked it because I fucking love the fucking guitar work and that fucking song.
Dude, yeah, it's fucking killer.
Yeah, I mean, the whole album's killer. Everything they do is fucking, everything they've done is killer. And, but yeah, that was an easy pick, man. And it was funny, and it was sad, and it was funny again, and then here I am.
Fucking Boulder. I don't think I've seen Boulder in like 20 years.
Actually, if you talk to old Bob Reinert, I believe he will tell you that we played a couple shows with Boulder. But unfortunately, I feel that at that time I was too busy chasing my various vices to pay attention to anything, you know, worth remembering. And I don't remember playing with Boulder, but I got in touch with Boulder through the elusive Shippy Records, and he turned me on to Boulder, among all kinds of other, you know, likewise bands. And Boulder is a mainstay. It's definitely some fucking killer music, man. That's a killer tune, and everything's killer. This phone call is killer. This Red Bull I'm drinking is killer.
It's so fucking killer.
Oh, okay, I see what you did there.
What's that?
I said, is it so fucking killer?
So fucking killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember them dudes. I played plenty of shows with them dudes.
The last dude that I did a interview for, that was the band that he picked. It was so fucking killer.
He picked the Burns song. It Burns is on that release, that Less Crime Than Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to get that, man. I don't have that, but that's the one that Burns is on. I think it's the only one that Burns is on.
Yeah, they're fucking. All that shit's on Bandcamp.
Yeah, dude, I looked for Boulder. You know, the first place I went was my Bandcamp app. Mm-hmm. And I searched a million fucking things before I got a hold of, my boy Gary. And I'm like, Boulder doesn't have Bandcamp, do they? And he's like, nope. And I'm like, shit. Fuck, shit, guy.
It worked out. I found it. And now I think...
It is worth owning. It's definitely worth owning, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I ended up... I bought it. Not to brag. I spent money.
I'd be either buy a hot dog or a song, boy. I bought me a song. and I ate that for dinner.
Well, hell yeah. Well, I think I'm going to play some Boulder, Working for Nobody, which is so many of us, probably most people listening to the show.
So very, very sad.
Thank you so much for doing this. Wally Howell, everybody. Foul Spirits. A million other bands. Legitimately one of my influences, inspirations. One of the dudes that helped pull me into the metal scene with them. We didn't even meet until shit, really, like a few years ago. So, like, always a pleasure. Here's some Boulder, Working for Nobody. See you tomorrow. We got Reverend Jim from Cold Antichrist is coming on, and he's going to pick a not metal song. But an old Kent band, though. He's picking a Kent band, so stay tuned for that. Love you.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.